Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to find out what's up at Copper Harbor, where the road ends and adventure begins. And I'm talking with Johanna Davis this morning. This is the big weekend for Art in the Park, isn't it, Johanna?
It sure is. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great.
Yeah, and it's certainly been a beautiful week in Copper Harbor, and we're looking for a very nice weekend for Art in the Park. This is one of the really premier art festivals in the Upper Midwest in the summer, isn't it?
That's what we're trying to build it up to.
How many artists and craftspersons do you have coming in?
We've got 65 different artists coming in from around the country. Of course, we have a lot of local artists from around the UP as well. And we have pretty much everything from watercolor, acrylic oils, fine jewelry, fine textiles, to willow furniture, wood turning, and drum weaving.
Yeah, so if you've got that spot on your wall that you need to fill in, or something on that, got that unsightly space on your coffee table, or head to Copper Harbor this weekend for Art in the Park, or if you don't need any art, go anyway, right? Because it's just great to look at.
Yeah, we've got live entertainment all weekend as well. I think that kind of sets us apart from some of the other shows. We have Whitewater performing on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have Gail English with Rob Fritz and Friends from 12:30 to 3:30.
And you have that delicious bake sale that always goes on with this.
Oh, my gosh. We have homemade Copper Country goodness. These ladies here in town sure know how to do it up. And so that's something that you want to get here early. And then we also have our volunteer fire department. They'll be cooking up some mean brats and dogs in the park. And all the proceeds for the that goes to the volunteer fire department.
And in the park, it's a different look now, isn't it?
It sure is. They spent a good portion of the spring redesigning our park. And so we have new sod, beautiful new grass, new sprinkler systems, retaining walls. It looks absolutely amazing.
And, of course, the wonderful new play equipment that was put in last summer after that big fun drive. So the kids are going to have a good time.
Yes, they will have a wonderful time. So this is truly an event for the whole family. So we really want to, you know, invite everybody out. And it's something that runs rain or shine.
Hopefully shine.
Hopefully shine. It looks like our weather's, you know, I think it's going to hold up this weekend. It usually does.
Yeah, so what hours is the show open?
Saturday it runs 10 to 5, and then Sunday 11 to 4.
Now, if you're going to spend the entire weekend in Copper Harbor, maybe you're going to be doing a little camping at Fort Wilkins or staying in one of the nice motels there, you can also do some very nice stargazing over the weekend. I know they've got some activities planned at Fort Wilkins State Park once again to look up into the sky and see if there's anything left from the Perseid meteor shower.
Yes, the second week in August really is an awesome time to be able to watch the meteor showers. It's just absolutely beautiful weather. You know, the one great thing about Copper Harbor is we don't have a lot of light pollution, so you can really watch it from anywhere.
Yeah, one of the things that I enjoy telling my friends who live downstate and in other more populated areas is that they're missing an awful lot in the night sky, because we see a lot more stars than they do, don't we?
We sure do. It's kind of, if you go out there and you lay out and watch it, it's like being out in a large planetarium.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a stargazing session I know that is scheduled for tomorrow night at Fort Wilkins beginning at 10 o'clock, and they are going to have a professor from the South Dakota School of Technology, of all places, on the parade grounds, and so he'll be able to tell you what you're seeing up there, and hopefully the weather will be nice and clear, and you'll get a really, really good view of that. Now, back to the art fair. There's no charge to go to the art fair, is there?
No, this is a free event.
I like free events.
I do too.
and you have standards for getting into this. This is not just anybody can set up a table and sell some stuff, can they?
That's correct. It is a juried show, and we showcase only fine arts and crafts.
So if you want to know more about what's going on this weekend in Copper Harbor, if you want to know more about the stargazing, or if you want to know more about the big art fair, Art in the Park, which is going on tomorrow and Sunday, go to the Copper Harbor website. It is copperharbor.org. They have all sorts of wonderful information up there. They have some great photos that are posted of the Copper Harbor area up on the website. They redid that earlier this year. It looks great. And Johanna, have a great weekend, will you please?
Oh, we will. And make sure you have an awesome weekend too, Todd.
I will do my best to do that. Johanna Davis from Copper Harbor here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.